Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The challenges and implications of legal system abuse within the insurance industry are widespread, well-known, and growing. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and my guest today is Sean Kavelian, CEO of the Insurance Information Institute, who will share some insights into the dynamics that impact and possible solutions to this pressing issue. Sean, it's always great to see you.
Great to see you, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, how does legal system abuse impact insurance companies and their policyholders?
Well, back, you know, years ago, I'll go back three decades, I think litigation and insurance was a last resort, albeit it was always a cost. But now I think as a society, we've tended to look towards litigation more as a first step. And it's just growing worse and worse. We have a lot of what we call billboard lawyers out there that are really trying to exploit audiences either through advertising in different ways. We've now got a large asset class, literally globally, multi-billions of dollars being fed into what's called third-party litigation funding, where third parties can actually invest in lawsuits and not have any stake in the claim, but even in some cases directing the claim to settle or not. So we're seeing significant increases across the board. We have some very problematic markets where we've seen more of it, Florida and Louisiana being two. But we're beginning to see other markets that we're paying close attention to because it is weighing on the industry. The losses are undeniable. As much as we want to talk about natural catastrophe and climate risk as an issue for losses, just in some of the statistics, you can see, you know, the losses that are coming out from certain catastrophes happening in certain states are significantly more. Hurricane Ian being a great example in Florida, where it's now that hurricane is the second costliest in history.
Is there anything the industry can or should do to curb legal system abuse?
Well, I think a little bit of what you talked about in terms of us as an industry knowing that this is a problem needs to be translated to the broader community and society and helping them understand that this is a problem insofar as it's costing us. It's beginning to resonate in some of those problematic markets, especially. I think now that consumers are going to get insurance in the state of Florida and seeing that on average they're paying three times the national average, that's a question that they want an answer to. And when they understand that, all of those billboards and things that they're seeing in that state and all those free roofs that they're seeing throughout the state, that there are costs to it, hopefully they're going to understand that cause is really what's driving up the cost. And so we need to look at that cause. And I think they did in the state of Florida look at the cause. They've addressed some of those in reform. But again, it's going to take time because as soon as the reform came through, those lawyers heard about it and acted fast and within a couple days dumped a couple hundred thousand cases into the system in that time. So it's still a big problem in the state of Florida. It's still a big problem in Louisiana. But I think more and more that people are informed about it and asking questions, I think, and people are beginning to listen. We're seeing doing a lot of media at III. We are having interviews with members of the media about this more and more and discussing it, but also not just industry media. There was an article just this week in Bloomberg magazine, for example, talking about this issue and how it's impacting insurance. So making people more aware is one thing that we're trying to do at III and hoping that people understand that this is a problem that we all can play a role in.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So weather forecasters are predicting an active 2024 hurricane season. How is that going to impact insurers?
Well, certainly this is something that insurers pay very close attention to because this is one of those headline types of storms that can come through. And as we're seeing more and more of the population moving in harm's way in the likes of Florida and Texas and the Gulf regions and along the eastern seaboard, that can have a significant impact on the insurance industry. So with 22 predicted named storms this year, that is a very active season, and that comes from our non-resident scholar, Dr. Phil Klotzbach. So what that means is we're at III making sure that people understand to prepare, making sure that they have the right type of insurance, making sure that they're asking the right questions about their deductibles. It's because as far as we're concerned, if you live along the Eastern Seaboard and Gulf Sea area, it's going to happen. So you've got to prepare yourself and find ways to become more resilient.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
That was Sean Kavelian, CEO of the Insurance Information Institute. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.